Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jarlan. I'm the peer educator support officer up at CAMHS, and got Katie Crawford, the sexual health regional coordinator, and Tori Jamison, who's our sexual health project officer. So first of all, we would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Whadjuk Noongar people, and pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging. Before we get into what is Her Also Game, we want to show you guys a short clip that my cousin Dahlia actually did for ABC Kimberley, and it just goes into or gives you guys a better understanding on what football means to our Aboriginal communities. So we'll go into that. Do I press play?
Since I was small, I wished I was a boy so I could play in the AFL. Growing up in the remote Kimberley community of Luma, there weren't many opportunities for women's football. That changed last year when they started the Kimberley Women's Football League. The community banded together to support us. They even chipped in for a bus to get the team to games. We are the only remote community team in the league. Our team is like a family. In fact, most of us are related. There's my cousin Lila, who always brings joy and excitement. Cindy, my cousin, who always stays up late making sure everyone is registered. And my other cousin Danea, who is always there to help motivate me. And me, I play hard and fast and always keep running. I noticed something else happening in the community. Before the Lumalade Eagles began, we all had our own small circles and would not hang with certain people. But as a team, all the girls learned to grow together. And it brought the community together too. We started to win games. In fact, we went undefeated for most of the season. We faced Cable Beach in the grand final and we won. I was named the Footballer of the Year, winning a trophy, a voucher and a football. Winning was pretty good, but being a community team making history in the first ever Kimberley Women's Football League, that was the best feeling in the world.
So you might be thinking, well, that's really nice, but what does that have to do with sexual health? As you can see, that video was actually made only 1 year after women's footy began in the West Kimberley. And as you heard Dahlia talk about, the positive effect and change it brought to the community and the women was already really evident. And CAMHS, or in particular Katie Crawford, who was the brains behind Her Rules Her Game, saw this as an opportunity to continue all these amazing things that footy was doing and partner with the Women's Football League, and which is what's known as Her Rules Her Game. So we've actually put together a little short clip that explains exactly what it is, what Her Rules Her Game is.
Her Rules Her Game is a CAMHS partnership between the Women's West and East Kimberley Football Leagues. The aim of the partnership is to improve women's health and to provide a platform for community engagement. This is an opportunity to promote the benefits of team sport and encourage healthier lifestyle choices. Her Rules Her Game gives Aboriginal medical services across the region an opportunity to engage and strengthen their relationships with the community. The idea behind Her Rules Her Game is to empower women by using a strength-based approach to health promotion. We created a Facebook and Instagram page.
To get followers, we knew we needed to make engaging social media content. We worked with a production crew to develop a TV commercial showcasing women's footy, which was aired on TV and social media. These clips were viewed over 50,000 times on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Building followers and creating an online network. With an engaged audience, we could then start sharing health messages from different program areas, like healthy hearing, tackling Indigenous smoking, healthy kidneys, and sexual health. We were still always looking for opportunities to gain followers and promote the game, leading us to mural artist Adnate, creating a buzz on the streets of Broome and in the world of social media. We now have over 2,000 Facebook followers and almost 1,000 Instagram followers. Meanwhile, on the ground at game days, we are busy promoting health and building relationships. Her Rules Her Game was initially targeted at women's footy, but we soon realised the potential and capacity for the program to reach a broader audience for improved health outcomes. Her Rules Her Game plays an important role in how we connect and maintain that connection to provide health programs and promote the importance of getting regular health checks. Her Rules Her Game has benefited women, families, communities, and CAMHS as an organisation. We see these women as fantastic role models, sharing their journey to a healthier lifestyle through improved fitness, quitting smoking, and their social and emotional well-being. We're proud to be a part of Her Rules Her Game. The positive change we are bringing to our communities are the building blocks for a stronger and healthier future.
So we just have another video to show you.
We knew it was 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock on a on this day. Yeah, we knew that. We just had to keep you all
awake. yeah, but this is another clip we're really proud of. So this is a TV commercial that was made featuring local women in the Kimberley region, and it was, as we said in the clip, aired on primetime TV and shared on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube.
Thank you. the last one, I promise.
As you can tell, it's really a strength-based approach, and we're all about empowering these women. And one of the main ways we do this is through our social media. We're very proud of our social media pages. We have a large following, particularly for a health organisation. So on Facebook a week ago, so these numbers might have gone up a little bit since then, but we had 2,675 followers on Facebook, 1,057 on Instagram. Our total reach for the previous month was 53,000, and overall engagement was 25,000. And this is the picture on your right, is one of our most popular posts that we've put up. So, as you can see, it was 450 likes and 218 shares on that photo. Make sure you give us a like, follow us on, we have Instagram and Facebook. Facebook is a little bit more popular. We tend to have better engagement on our Facebook page. We're really proud of those stats.
Okay, so where does it fit with sexual health? Wait, we need quite close, we just had videos. It really shows how when you work across program areas, so we don't work in silos, but we work together as a health organisation. You can pool resources, you can pool funding. You create a sustainable tool for engagement. So when I actually first started this project, I had a quick break from sex and was working in the Tackling Indigenous Smoking team. But in the back of my mind, I always knew that this could relate to sexual health and it should relate to sexual health. So we share sexual health content on the page. We go for a bit of a social media marketing technique of this book I read. I just got my sister to send me all these books on marketing called Jab, 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 Right Hook. So basically lots of content that people want to see. People want to see footy stuff, they want to see fixtures, they want to see results. And then the hook is the health message. So every now and then we'll put a health message in there, but we want to keep followers, we want to keep followers engaged. We put a lot of footy content in there as well. So the 715 health check, so our merchandise is very popular and is really sought after, so we wanted to make the most of that. And our polo shirt this year is only given out in clinics when women present for a 715 adult health check, which has increased our rate of STI testing in those sites. And we also do footy workshops in partnership with Gandawa, a sporting organisation in the Kimberley. And as a part of those footy workshops, we then have an evening with a cook-up and health sessions and incorporate sexual health messages through things like that. We do some stuff with the school and with fitness, express health talks with sexual health content in there as well.